Hello, everyone. I am Ryan Burke. I have been attending First Press for the last 4 years, and I am graduating next week as a civil environmental engineer. So what I want to talk to you guys about today is just how much First Press has meant to me these last 4 years. I have had somewhat of a non-traditional college experience. I've been in a fraternity, I lived in a sorority for a little bit, and I was managing an apartment complex full of European grad students. So throughout all these things, my life has been, you know, relatively unstable, and First Press has been one of the things that has just stabilized my life throughout the years. So, going back, when I grew up in Long Beach in Southern California, I never really had a Christian community. I would go to churches, listen to the sermons, it was all very intellectual and I loved it, but I never really had any community. So, I came to college kind of with this mindset, like, I don't really need a Christian community. I can just, you know, go to church, do it on my own, yeah. Then I came to church, I moved in, and I noticed that my mom had left this little piece of paper in one of the boxes I had to move in, and it gave me directions to First Press. And she had circled the 505 service, and she was like, I think this one's for college students. So the second day, like the day after I moved in, I came to First Press, and there was like some weird live acting of some Bible verse up on the stage, and it was awesome. I loved it. I was like... Yeah, I was like, this is a weird, quirky church. I like it. So after that, I went to my freshman year. Like I said, joined a fraternity. My life became really unstable. I started to realize, like, I need a community to back me up. It's hard to be the only Christian kid in a group of just non-Christians. So I went through the first few years, just coming, sitting in the back, whatever. Then I came to Focus at the beginning of my sophomore year, and Nick mentioned that there's going to be a trip to Thailand. And I had this friend in high school on my water polo team who was Thai. His family owned a Thai restaurant, and every day after swim practice, we'd go eat a bunch of Thai food, drink Thai iced tea, and he was just like, you gotta go to Thailand, it's the most awesome country. So when Nick mentioned there was a trip to Thailand, I said, yes, I'm going. Now, I might not have been going for the right reasons. I was going, but I said, I'll do it. So it was New Year's Eve, and I went to SFO, and with 30 strangers, I hopped on an airplane and went to Thailand. And going on a mission trip, I don't know if you guys have ever been on one, but it is an experience that immediately, you spend like 2 weeks with people, and you're only with people, and you get to know everyone really fast. And on that trip, I got to know like 20 Focus students, and then like 10 people like Tim Buschek and Janice Kohlberg and Vent and all these other people who just made the experience amazing. There in Thailand, I really saw how well First Press does community. First Press, everyone I interacted with, I loved. First Press, its connections with like the Free Burma Rangers and with the New Life Center and with the local community in Lompong, it was incredible. Like, these are all extensions of the First Press community, and suddenly I had ties in Thailand, which was crazy. So I came back, and all of a sudden I was really hooked into First Press, and I loved it, and I came here all the time, and it was my refuge from the craziness of Cal. A guy, Daniel Beck and Colin Meyer, they graduated 2 years ago, they got me involved in the Focus band. I started playing the bass. I had never played the bass before, but it was fun. I just immediately became involved in First Press, and it was great. All of a sudden, I had people like Janice Kohlberg over here. It took me into the city and took me to a Thai restaurant and started showing me all these different ice cream joints. And then there was another time she invited us to her house in Hercules, and we ate a bunch of her tomatoes that she'd grown. She had like 8 different types of tomatoes, which was amazing. So all of a sudden I had this giant community. And the year after, I went on another trip to the Dominican Republic, and there we established a connections with a community over there. And I met this guy who was like a pastor, and he grew up in Africa and saw a lot of weird voodoo stuff, and I had some late night talks with him about like what Christianity looks like in other parts of the world. And when you see that, it gives you a new perspective on what it means to be a Christian, because you can, like, you see America, like, it's a bunch of intellectual commitments, it's a bunch of, like, there's a lot of politics behind it, there's a lot of other good things too, but when you go to another country, you just see an entire different formula for what it means, and that's really encouraging. So I went to Thailand again this last year with the same group of people, except this time it was only 4 college students and it was like 10 other people. And every night we would come and we'd just play cards for like after working all day, we'd come back, we'd play a bunch of cards. And this was a point where I was interacting with 10 people who were older in the First Press community, and it was super intergenerational. Other things, like I came back from that trip, you know, just went to all the First Press functions, and it's meant so much to me. The other thing I've done the last 4 years is, or the last 3 years, is gone to the ACC, and I am so excited to go back in 2 weeks and play with all of your kids again. It's awesome. So to wrap it up, I love First Press. I want to keep being a part of this community. I'm moving to North Oakland, and I have a job in Walnut Creek lined up. And yeah, I just want to thank all of you guys, the entire community, for allowing me to be rooted in this Christian church that just, you know, helps me stay accountable and stay who I am. Thank you.